you, choir. That was beautiful. Before we go to read God's word, we pray the prayer of illumination, which is a prayer for God to shine his light of understanding on his holy word. Let's pray. Mighty God, the shepherds of old were full of your praises, saying that all they had heard and seen reflected what they had been told. Now enlighten our minds and light up our hearts by your Holy Spirit, so that we too might experience the joy of your living word. Enable us to invite the written word into our lives for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Tonight's first scripture is from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 3. It can be found on page 1063 of your Pew Bible. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. A second scripture is from Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. It can be found on pages 1459 to 1460. Hear these words. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy to all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child, and all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. People of God gathered here on this fine Christmas Eve, imagine shepherds. And imagine that you are among the shepherds on the night in which Jesus Christ was born. Allow yourself to wonder what it would be like to travel across the oceans and over the centuries to that very special night. What would you experience? What would you hear? What would you see? Well, one thing you would probably see when you first got there was the shepherds would call around and say, "Welcome to the light show." And you'd be scratching your head wondering how they could do that without all the technological advances that we enjoy. In the day before iPads and iPhones and TVs and laptop computers, what light show are they even talking about? Well, you see, back in those days, the shepherds were, like a lot of other people on cloudless nights, stargazers. They loved to look up at the stars. And for some of you that have spent any time in the Adirondacks, where you're away from Rochester and the lights of the big city, the stars would just light up the night without all that artificial light to get in the way. So there they were outside in the fields of Bethlehem. And they looked up at the stars, and you can imagine them looking and saying, "There's the North Star," or, "I want to be the first one to spot a shooting star." Maybe some of them looked for constellations in the shape of animals, like, "There's a big bear, and there's her little cub," or, "There's a big dog, and there's her little puppy." Or maybe they saw what some of us know today as Orion the Hunter, the constellation with the great bow and arrow, shooting arrows across the starry sky. It was a light show for sure that dazzled them. They were aware of God's creation shining for God's glory. It was one extraordinary night. Well, you can imagine that as the night got longer and the day got darker, that the shepherds got tired and they began the night watch, where they took turns guarding the sheep. When suddenly the ordinary went to the extraordinary and the natural went to the supernatural, when something amazing happened. In the blink of an eye, things shifted entirely and it became one incredible evening. All at once, bright lights surrounded the shepherds. It was like a flash of lightning, but it didn't burn their retina. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Now, angel spottings are rare, so it's no wonder that they were a little bit afraid. And so when the angel first appeared to them, the first thing out of the angel's mouth was, "Fear not," reassuring them that they need not be afraid. But they were bright. They were glorious light, shining the light of God's glory. Coming from heaven, the angels didn't shine light on their own accord, all by themselves. No, they were merely reflecting the light of the Lord. They had just come from heaven and God above. What an incredible light show. Still, the angel of the Lord reassured them. And the shepherds would have been afraid by this, but you have to remember that angels are not just there for the visual. They're there for the auditory, because angels, in other words, are messengers. They come with a message. And this one came with the most important message in the history of the world. "Let the news be known. Don't be afraid, for I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And there will be a sign to you that you will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." What a message. Not just news, but good news. Not just joy, but great joy. The very Savior of the world, Jesus, had been born to you, to all of us. He comes bringing salvation to a world in desperate need. But wait, there's more. The solitary angel was soon joined by many others. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The angels were shining brightly in the sky, giving glory to God above. When the angels left earth and returned to heaven, you can imagine that the shepherds couldn't wait to get to Bethlehem. They wanted to see with their very own eyes this newborn child. So they didn't hesitate. They didn't walk. They ran as fast as they could from the fields to the little town of Bethlehem. The shepherds hurried off and found exactly what they were looking for. They found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger, just as the angel had said. This was verification that what the angel said was true. It was like a seal of approval. Once you see that manger, this feeding trough for animals, and there's a baby lying in it, you'll know that everything I told you is true. Shepherds received the reliability of the angel message. You talk about a light show. The future burned bright for God's people. Gazing at the little baby was like gazing at the sun. Except this wasn't the sun in the sky. This was the Son of God. He radiated. He shone brightly, but it didn't blind the eye or burn the skin. His radiance was pure peace, unending joy, amazing love and hope for the world. He was the one who fulfilled the promises of the prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah. He was the one who would save his people from their sins. He was the one who shines light into the darkness. Later, Jesus would say of himself, "I am the light of the world." This light of Jesus Christ would bring life for the world. Darkness would be replaced by his marvelous light. Sin would make way for salvation, and death would be replaced by resurrection life. And when I'm talking about life here, I'm not just talking about eating the food and breathing the air. The life that Jesus brings is eternal life, everlasting life, forever life with God. Jesus came to make humanity fully alive. And that's no less true than it was today than it was back then. Gaze on the beautiful face of Jesus with eyes of faith, and you will become fully alive. Oh, to bask in the glow of Jesus' radiance. Shine, Jesus, shine. The Holy Child was shining brightly from the manger, giving glory to God the Father. You know, seeing that glow from Jesus was transformative for the shepherds. They were ready to take that light out to the world around them. After laying their eyes on Jesus, they spread the word concerning what that had been told them about this child. And everyone who heard it, well, they were amazed. They were amazed at what the shepherds told them. They were witnesses, ready to tell others about everything that they had heard and everything that they had seen. And let's face it, they heard an earful and they saw an eyeful. Overall, it was one spectacular light show that night in Bethlehem. Because Jesus said of these shepherds, "You are the light of the world." You see, Jesus was born in their hearts. And with Jesus born in their hearts, they couldn't do anything else but shine. Shine the light of Jesus into this dark world. the shepherds did just that. They returned to their fields, glorifying and praising God for everything that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told by the angel. These eyewitnesses of the Holy Child, of this little newborn, were ready to shine for Jesus. After visiting the manger, these shepherds were prepared to shine brightly, giving glory to God above. How about you? What about us? Do you believe that you are the light of the world? Do you believe that what Jesus said in his word is true? That it's not only true that he is the light of the world, but that you are the light of the world, and that he calls you to shine his light of love and life in this world? People of God, know this. You are the light of the world, so glow for the world to see. Speak life to the world, show love to the world, and bring light to a world that's stuck in the darkness. Remind other people that Christmas is so much more than just stocking stuffers and presents under the tree. Remind them that Jesus Christ, our Savior, is born. That's a very good reason to shout a hallelujah or two. So, brothers and sisters, arise, shine, for your light has come. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks and praise.